As summer nears, the warmer weather takes me back to summers past, a time when I was barely 16, driving country roads with the windows down, music blaring, and a car full of friends. One of my favorite artists that I stumbled upon at the age of 14 was Aubra Moore, a folk rock singer-songwriter whose 1995 second album, Strangest Places, spent much time in my Walkman. The CD was light blue, which also happened to be my favorite color. As I have more than doubled in age since I first began listening to Aubra Moore, that first album has found its way back into my car, though I now listen through the Bluetooth capabilities of both my Subaru and my iPhone. An aspiring hippie, I was drawn to Moore's long hair and flowing dresses. Having grown up in Hawaii, she had the carefree air of a beach girl. With a jazz musician for a father, she was a founding member of the band Poi Dog Pondering, a world-renowned acoustic folk group in the late 1980s. The band moved to Austin, and though Moore left Poi Dog to pursue solo projects, she remained in the musical city, where she caught the ear of Sarah McLachlan, also a favorite of mine in the late 1990s. Moore performed with Lilith Fair, mirroring the sensuous songs of McLachlan. Music mogul Clive Davis discovered Moore shortly after and produced Strangest Places on his label Arista Records. The song Four Leaf Clover from the album made its way to the top 40 airwaves and video channels, and Moore even earned a Grammy nomination for Best Female Rock Vocal Performance. The up-tempo yet sometimes mellow beat makes me want to lay out a blanket in the park and spin in dancey circles with a friend. The lyrics address a life less than ideal, one that is busy and complicated, yet she's done with it all and sees promise in the form of a four-leaf clover. It's as if she's realizing that the busy lifestyle is getting her nowhere, and now she's taking time for herself. The song I Don't Feel Like Crying made it to the Sliding Doors soundtrack, where she joined the names of Dido, Jamiroquai, and Elton John. The movie stars Gwyneth Paltrow, who alternates between two worlds, one in which the character makes it through the sliding doors and onto a train, and one in which the doors close just before she enters. Though many of Moore's songs are dreamy of love and optimistic of finding that whimsical romance, this song tells the story of running into an ex-lover, one that she has gotten over.
Is that you? Looks like you've changed.
Moore's work has been heard in more than 25 other films and TV shows, such as Cruel Intentions and Melrose Place. While most of the songs on Strangest Places are quick and almost chirpy, Happiness is slow, beginning with just the notes of a piano, soon to be joined by Moore's guitar and a light drum. I remember listening to this song as my first serious boyfriend and I were having troubles after an argument inside his Jeep Wrangler. The lyrics sound as if it's Moore's first breakup as well. But when it comes to breakups, they often all feel fresh, no matter how many times you've been through them. In Happiness, Moore wears a mask in life. But in this song, she's able to unveil that the happiness she pretends to have in daily life isn't real, breaking free of those that might be telling her to buck up and deal with it.
And I try to explain to myself that I can't find. Thank you.
In 2004, shortly after the death of her father, for whom she cared in his final days, Moore released the album Everything Changed. Her picture on the album cover aging little from Strangest Places, though almost 10 years later. In 2007, Moore released On the Way, an album that until now had yet to catch my attention. The mood is much more somber and the songs slower. Entertainmentvine.com called it extremely mellow and enjoyable. A long, sunny cruise on a hot summer day, which I had yet to read when I began writing this review. Her voice is still soft and sweet, but a bit more womanly. The track Sorry has a jazzy feel that perhaps came from her roots and her father. She is still atmospherically romantic, but is now a bit more seductive.
If I could hold you, you know I would. If the whole world would just stop turning and be real still. I said I'd meet you after midnight.
Much different from the 1995 album that drew me to Moore nearly two decades ago, the song Sugar Right from On the Way is one that just might tempt me to roll down my windows and drive this summer. Until then, I'll meet her in that strange place with this song, Say It Like That.
Say that you like that, say that you would, say you will.
There's little sign of Moore these days, but her albums can be found on Amazon.com and iTunes. This is Ozarks at Large.